The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Too many people settle for average because they feel that it's too difficult to go beyond average to exceptional. The tools are all there, but people don't realize the small amount of extra effort that is needed to reap big rewards. Welcome to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. Chris and his guest experts are here to show you where the possibilities lie and what they can do to help you. Now, here is your host, Chris Ruisi.
Hey, everybody. This is Chris Ruisi. How are you today? I'm here today in sunny but still a little cold New Jersey. And we have another great show. My guest today is Pat Healy, who is president and chief executive officer of Viking Yachts. And in full disclosure, I am a Viking customer. I don't have one now, but I've owned six in my lifetime. And we're going to talk about not my experiences, but the experience of why we got into boating and what Viking allowed us to do. Pat Healy, as I said, is president and CEO of Viking Yachts. They're based here in New Gretna, New Jersey, exit 52 off of the Garden State Parkway South. And the company was founded in 1964 by Pat's dad, Bill, and his uncle, Bob. Pat's boating career began at the age of 14 when he started sweeping floors and emptying trash cans at the plant. He was surrounded by the talented Viking shipwrights and technicians, and he learned the business from the keel up. Summers were spent on the docks, in the bilges, and in the factory learning every facet of yacht manufacturing. After attending St. Joseph College, Pat joined the sales department, where he focused on boat shows and yacht production. He's an accomplished blue water fisherman, and last week, fishing in Los Sueños in Costa Rica, fishing on Team Galati, one of their dealers on the Gulf Coast, in fact, their largest dealer on the Gulf Coast. They were able to finish first place with a whole bucket full of fish. He's an accomplished tournament contender, champion, if you will. He has brought these experiences to the design table, and his eye for detail and performance quickly proved to be the right combination to take Viking Yachts to the top of the heap, if you will, in the highly competitive yacht market. Under his tutelage, Viking has become the number one luxury convertible sport fishing yacht builder in the world, with an impressive fleet ranging from 42 and the soon-to-be-released next year 92-footer, as well as their 75-foot motor yacht. And they have future orders extending up to 2015 and beyond. So they're going to be busy down there in New Gretna. Pat, thanks for being on the show today.
Chris, thanks for having me. Hey, we enjoy talking about boats. I mean, that's one thing. We built something that people don't have to have, and we're very cognizant of that what we build is something that, you know, the guys, they work hard all week, guys like yourself, obviously, that go out and they work and they spend a long time doing this, and the greatest thing is it's all about the family, and that's what we try to do, is bring that environment. But again, thanks for having me, and we're gonna have fun over the next hour.
You bet, Pat. You bet. You know, it was funny. I gave a presentation last evening in Tampa to about 60 business owners and CEOs, and I bumped into a fellow who used to be the sales trainer for, I can't think of their name right now, but in the marine industry back in 2006, 2007, and how they approached it in terms of their sales training was, they identified the reasons why customers bought boats, and it came down to lifestyle. I mean, yeah, the product is boat, but what you're offering is an opportunity for a lifestyle, a reward for your hard work. At least that was my experience. And having my kids older myself on the boat, I think is, you can't
Absolutely.
Put a price on that. Is that
no
what you
question.
Find, Pat, with your customers?
It's really, it's like, you know, the guys that live along the Jersey Shore, anywhere here in the Northeast, a boat is no different than your shore home, and it's just the rallying point to get the family together, and it's just wonderful, wonderful time spent.
Yep. If you don't like your neighbor, you untie and move.
Well said. Well said. And hey, well, like you said in the lead into the show, we were down last week in Los Sueños, and Los Sueños is a beautiful spot on the west coast of Costa Rica. A gentleman by the name of Bill Royster. It was a dream of his. He pulled into a natural cove there about 20 years ago in a rainforest and said, wow, the fishing's great here. Look at all this pasture land. It was a cattle farm, and he and the farmer came to an agreement, and now the resort is a world-renowned resort that is tremendous. It's fashioned a lot like Ocean Reef, which I think a lot of your listeners and people that are listening would be familiar with. It's just a phenomenal place. The fishing is excellent. And the key to that is it's flat calm every day. The wind doesn't blow this time of the year down there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, we've been going there 14 years, and it's the only place that my wife Paula will fish with me because it is flat calm.
It's amazing. It is.
It's a great place. Hey, Pat, when your dad and Uncle Bob started the company 50 years ago, do you think they had any insights whatsoever as to how this thing would mature and take off over those 50 years?
My father, I know that, my father is a grinder. You know, he's an engineer, designer.
Yep.
And my uncle was the business side, and my uncle, absolutely, I know he had visions. My uncle is a tremendous visionary. My father is a grind it out. I mean, he just, in the design and the building of the boats, he enjoyed. He has he's 86 now, Chris, and
God bless him.
Today, and he spends about 4 or 5 hours a day with us, and he comes in my office every morning, tells me what I'm doing wrong, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Tells me control overhead, watch overhead. But I know my uncle was always a forward thinker, and I know his vision is always to build things. And, so I would have to say, and I know my father was thinking about the present, and my uncle was thinking about the future always.
So, the lesson here for you entrepreneurs out there, if you're going to have a partner, make sure you complement each other and that one can do something that you can't do and vice versa. Because when you look at the Viking history, clearly they have stepped up and played big. And that's a shameless plug for my book. But clearly they have stepped up and played big in terms of the record of achievement that they've recorded, which we're going to talk about. Hey, Pat, my first Viking, again, folks, it's not about me and my boating experience. It's about this company as a model, as an example for would-be entrepreneurs in terms of a formula for success. Pat, I bought my first Viking in 1996, a 50, and then I jumped on the first 55. I always wondered, was that 55, 1998, I think, is when you introduced it or thereabouts, was that the boat that kind of ignited the Viking we see today?
Absolutely. That's where, what has happened, Chris, just to give you a little brief history to the 55. Back in 1991, and a lot of the viewers and anybody that was in the automotive business, they'll remember the famous luxury tax. And the luxury tax was brought in, and it was conceived in Andrews Air Force Base by Rostenkowski and all the guys down in Washington. They huddled up, and that's the old... The old no, I won't increase your taxes, the first Bush, and unfortunately he got roped into that situation, and unfortunately the boating industry got swept into what was called a luxury tax, and the luxury tax really took the industry and our type of boats, any boat over $100,000 it affected. So a boat, anything over $100,000 was subject to a 10% luxury tax. Anything below $100,000 was not. And of course we had a recession in 1991 also. That was the in the midst of a recession. So it was a bad timing situation for all of us. And our company went from two locations, one in St. Petersburg, Florida, and also one here in New Gretna, New Jersey, which is about 20 miles north of Atlantic City on the coast. Yep. And what happened was it basically shut down any boat builder over $100,000 that sold their boat. And our products all were over $100,000. We didn't sell anything under $100,000. The range of our boats today goes from $1 million to $9 million. So back then it was we were probably $200,000 to $1 million was the price of our boats. And so we took it was a game changer for us. My uncle got very involved and led the repeal of the tax, but it took 3 years to get that done.
Yep.
And eventually it did get done. But what it did is, during that process, we really learned that in developing, designing new product, the one thing we went from 1,400 employees down to about 80 employees, and we shut
that
St. Petersburg location down. And what that did, it really taught us that development was what we needed to do. And we designed some new products, and that the evolution of those, developing those models, led to the 55. And then the 55 just really cemented us as the number one builder in this segment.
You know, the learning here from what Pat just said, everybody, is that, you know, they were hit with a crisis, and, you know, thank God his uncle, led the charge on getting the luxury tax repealed. But the fact is, what his uncle and dad did was, in the chaos, in the confusion, in the crisis, they were able to find an opportunity in order to get that repealed. And then they doubled down on that in terms of, let's not sit here. Let's redesign and take advantage of this change in the marketplace where buyers are coming back. And that launched the design of the 55, as I recall. And it was a great boat.
We sold 55s over the next 6 years, which is, it's an icon in the industry. It's an icon boat in the industry. It set the industry up. And in 1998, that was in a very broad expansion here in the U.S. and in the boating industry. And that really helped catapult us and the industry back to its prominence.
Yep, yep. We're coming up. We got about 2 minutes left, Pat. But before we go to our first break, we talked about the 55. Let's talk about how that has led to ongoing innovation in your product line, which has, you know, helped establish you as you know, being on the top of the mountain, as you always say, and you like the view.
Absolutely. It's my uncle. My uncle has two sayings. He likes the view at the top of the mountain, and he and my father always stayed out of each other's sandbox. So that's
I got gotcha. You. But you've been very aggressive in design and introducing new products to keep the marketplace in your pocket.
Yep. And the 55, what we were able to do is performance, style, fishability. We took all the custom features that the custom boat builders were using, and we were able to implement those into a production-built boat. And that was, no one had ever done that to that point. And, you know, it was just, everybody would look at the custom boats and say, oh, God, aren't they so beautiful? God, look at that. We'd love to have that. Well, our team, and that's where it starts, with our team. We have a great group of young gentlemen here, designers, engineers, our demo team. I mean, it's just, they're phenomenal. It starts with people, and it's all
yep.
about the people. And we've been blessed to have wonderful, wonderful people on our team, and we were able to make all of these design changes and implement them into a production boat and give it to, you know, we'll build 70 boats this year, and you know, it's just it's the way to do it. Now it's the benchmark in the industry.
Oh yeah, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I've been through that factory more times than I got fingers and toes, and it's a sight to behold. And it's amazing how they assemble these yachts, if you will, in the time frames that they do it. We're coming up on break in about 35 or so seconds. We're gonna come, when we come back, Pat, I want to talk about the people and how you treat them as a family, and then
Absolutely.
We'll go from there into a family of your family, your customers as your family. So everybody out there, don't go away. We're going to be back in a little bit. In the meantime, if you want to call in, and I'm encouraging you to do so, I'll give away a free book. It's 866-472-5790. Or if you're bashful about having your voice on the radio, drop me an email at chris@chrisruisi.com. You've got a great opportunity to learn to some people who've been in battle and have come out on top. So stay right there. We'll be back in about a minute or so.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book. Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit ChrisRuisi.com to step up and play big.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to Chris at ChrisRuisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And this is Chris Ruisi, and I'm back with my special guest, Pat Healy, CEO of Viking Yachts. You know, I can remember the first and second time that I really met Pat's dad, Bill Healy. The first time was at the Annapolis Boat Show, and my wife and I were considering buying our first Viking, and we couldn't decide between a 47-footer and a 50-footer, a real big problem to have. And Bill spent, God, I thought he became my kid for a while. He spent so much time with us, crawling around that boat and spending so much time with us, that I really appreciate it. So here's the owner of the company taking time to talk to me. And that's how they treat their customers. And then the second time I met Bill, got to know him better, was at my first Viking rendezvous where all of us owners would gather. And it was up in Nantucket, and Bill gave the opening remarks at the dinner, and Bill said, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, we charge a lot for these boats, but we know that we have to earn your confidence, and we're going to build them the best way possible." And I admired a man who wasn't afraid to talk about how expensive his product was, but he was willing to back it up with the expertise of his employees and team. So, Pat, let's talk about your team. The people who, you know, make it all happen at Viking. How do you nurture this family orientation you have towards it?
I'll tell you, it's a good group of, we all started in our 20s together. I mean, the team that's together, my father, and uncle, you know, they had Bruce Wilson, who's still, you know, our designer, and a great group of people. And now they've been able to nurture on a whole nother set of another generation of boat builders. And that's what we are. We're the next generation. And what the neat thing of it is all of us started at right out of college or right out of high school, building boats. So we're what we call boat builders, and there's not many of us left today. Most of our competition is a corporate entity, and it's generated, the management is generated through from other leisure companies and industries throughout the country, but they're not boat builders, and you've got to understand and know boat design. And that's what we've all started. Starting with Jerry Straub, who is our CFO, does a wonderful, wonderful job, and has been with the company for 35 years. And the big thing is the longevity of it. You go to John Kaczynski, who works with John, or with Jerry, and he's another 25-year vet. Lonnie Rutt, who heads up our vice president of engineering, 25 years. But they all started when they were 20. That's the success. that we all started young together and have grown together. And Drew DiVallo heads up our HR, young guy, started together. Al Yule, right out of high school, our vice president of manufacturing. Joe Schwab, the best, nicest guy in the world, Joe Schwab, who heads up sales. You couldn't find a better guy who is more accommodating to a customer than Joe Schwab.
And that's correct.
You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful team. And they have all developed the same philosophy with their managers under them. And that's the key. David Wilson, who's now heads up the design, who, you know, under his father for 25 years. David's mid-40s now. David came right out of high school, right into boat design. He went to the West Lawn School in Connecticut and then came and has been designing boats ever since. And now he's one of the leading and most successful designers in the world. You have Drew McDowell, Don Gamel, Ryan Higgins, our team from Florida, John, Mike Samuels, our team. You know, we have our service facility in Riviera Beach, Florida, where we have two facilities and another where we house our Palm Beach Towers and Atlantic Marine Electronics, two companies and our two service centers there. So, I mean, it's just I've been just so blessed. My uncle and father has entrusted me and made all the resources available to do this the right way. That was the big thing. We keep all of our investments very tight. We don't leverage ourselves, Chris, and get ourselves out there on a plank, on extending ourselves financially. We work within our means, and my uncle does a great job investing, and we correlate our investments over all industry so that we don't get, we're in oil and gas, we're in real estate, we're in investment banking. So we try to correlate all of our other investments so that if one side of the ledger is getting hit, we go to the other side and we move it and we keep it moving all around. And that's the key to our success. But it starts with the people. And we're 1,200 boat builders now between our two our facilities in Florida and New Jersey, and it's just a wonderful thing to walk through this facility every day and see everybody working and see how pumped up they are to see the orders, and they're like, "Go get them, boss! You're going to get some more." Yes, we are, and we keep pushing, and that's the big thing is we push the envelope. We're pushing the envelope on design. We're pushing the envelope on manufacturing. We're pushing the envelope. We have our dealer network is spectacular. Entrepreneurs, again, it's entrepreneurism at its best. That's what I think a lot of our success is what I've gained from my father and my uncle and then all of our dealers, you know, private ownership, making the decisions. We work extremely close together. We vacation with all of our dealers. We travel with all of our dealers. We don't have no other likes other than boat building and fishing. That's it. And some people might say I'm very boring, but God, I'm blessed to live the life that I'm living.
Well, you know, the Viking organization is so clean, it's so pure that you could describe it as boring, but it's a really good example of boring. And when you talk about team, you know, and again, I have some personal knowledge of this. What I have seen and observed personally from Viking and their team is that, as Pat said, these folks have all grown up together, and it's like a well-oiled machine. They anticipate each other's needs. They never lose sight of the customer and the end user of the product, but they anticipate each other's needs. And I think, you know, I'm going to put Pat on the spot here. I'd like to know, you know, when you go to Viking, one of the things they do is they offer you free lunch in their cafeteria there. And everybody gathers around the tables, and I always joke that there's no such thing as a free lunch when you're buying a boat. But, Pat, tell me about some of the important team and design decisions that were made in that little lunchroom when you sit with the guys and talk about challenges, problems, and things of that nature.
80% of what we do is created in that hour every day.
Yep.
So that your listeners can understand, we are on the Bass River right off of the Parkway in New Jersey, and this will be our 50th anniversary on April 1st.
April 1st, yeah.
So we're in the country, baby. We're in the Pine Barrens. and there is nothing around in the summertime. You have a custard hut across the, that there's a marina. We have a marina. My father and uncle built the marina right by the parkway. If you go up and familiar with the Garden State Parkway, as you go over a bridge, there's typically a marina next to the bridges, because what happened back in the 50s, they dredged the areas right where there was a river. They dredged it to pump the sand to get the embankments to so that the bridge can could go over the rivers.
Yep.
So what happened is a lot of marinas sprouted up in the 60s. But it's very sparsely populated area. And what happened, there wasn't any, a customer would come in and very limited amount of time to go out and get lunch. You had to go too far. And then our employees, in the winter, the custard stand would close and we had no place to eat. So my father said, we're going to have a cafeteria. And that was right. We only probably had 250 employees at the time. And so we came, so we developed our offices around the cafeteria. And this cafeteria, I eat lunch every day with our head designer, our head engineer, Joe Schwab, heads up sales, one of the guys from purchasing. And every day we sit, there's 6 to 8 of us that sit at a table. And of course we talk about sports and kids.
Yep.
We're all big Phillies fans. And so what happens is inevitably you run out of talking about the sports and the kids, and we get right in, and the design group will bring their drawings in. And our lunch is about a half hour worth of eating lunch and talking about family, and then goes into a half hour of a management meeting. And sometimes we'll have customers involved that are in, and they get to meet the group. But it's a wonderful thing because decisions are made and implemented immediately. We don't have to go to a board of directors, shareholders to get approval. We
yep.
get a direction, and we act on that direction, and we implement that direction.
Now, for those of you out there listening, what Pat is describing are some of the steps that they take at Viking to have a engaged workforce. Now, you might think, oh, gosh, you know, it's a production facility. But these folks, when they're there, they give it their all. And, Pat, how important, I mean, your dad, I don't know if he still does, but every day would stand at the time clock and shake hands and thank every employee for coming to work. How important is that little action on his part in building that cohesiveness, that engagement on the part of your employees?
It's a trademark. I mean, I do it today.
Good.
Unfortunately, I travel a lot more than he does, so I'm down yep. there every day that I'm here saying good night. And the greatest thing is, you know, it's a time for you to see an employee that might have a question for you, and might have something that he wants to discuss with you. So we have our HR office is right by where they leave, and we go in and we sit down and we help them, whether it's a family matter. You know, as you're aware, Chris, we have our own medical staff here at Viking,
yep.
and which is a wonderful thing, and we are very progressive in dealing with our employees. By next summer, we're going to have a gym, a full gym with a trainer. And then we're going to evolve in. We now are opening our cafeteria that has all commercial cooking equipment in it for our employees. Right now we bring in lunches for them so that they can buy. And then what we're going to do as part of our health awareness is bringing cooking specialists for a healthy lifestyle.
That's amazing.
We just have gone through all of our ultrasounds on all your different veins, and we picked up a couple that were clogged and employees, and got them in for double bypass before it was ever an issue. So we're taking care of our boat builders' needs, from whether it's a sniffle to whether it's full surgery. And my uncle was on the phone to me this morning about alternative medicines with high vitamin C and how we're going to keep it. He's 85 and on St. Patty's Day and going like heck, and he, you know, his experience is we can do things to help ourselves, and that's what we're gearing our workforce to. Is my father, he's an anti-smoker, so we
yep.
no smoking in the facility. You'd have to smoke outside. Well, we put the smoking areas in the coldest areas of the facility. So meaning the shadiest, non-sun. So I figured that in the winter they wouldn't go out and smoke. But that's the kind of, you know, what we're trying to do is build the, this is one big family, Chris. This is what it's about. Whether it's your employees, whether it's your customers, whether it's your dealers. This, you've got to have all of it working together to succeed.
You got it. And on that note, I want you to remember you're taking care of your constituents, your employees, your suppliers, your vendors. Let's go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Pat Healy at Viking Yachts. Thanks, everybody. Stay there.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit chrisruisi.com to step up and play big. Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting chrisruisi.com and clicking the book.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
Hey, this is Chris Ruisi, and we're back, and I'm here with Pat Healy. We're in our third segment now, and guess what? I have a email question here, Pat, from Reagan Haynes, who is the associate editor at Soundings Trade Only, and she's curious to hear your thoughts on how the recession that tied to the luxury tax compares to the one we just went through, and look at that, we were just talking about this, and what lessons learned that apply, that you learned then, that apply now. And any new lessons that you've learned from the current recession, which we've come out of recently in 2009. Well, thanks,
Great
Reagan.
Question.
Thanks,
Great
Reagan,
question.
For the question.
Basically, we were in a depression in 1990 and 91. That the best way to describe it was a depression. I mean, that was the boat builders under $100,000 were doing okay, but the boat builders above it were absolutely in a depression. Mm-hmm. We, to put it in perspective, we went from 1,300 employees down to 80 employees. We went from two plants to one plant. In this downturn, we went from roughly about the same 1,300 employees, which included our operation in Florida and our operation here in New Jersey. And we went down to roughly about 550. So it was nowhere near as severe as the luxury tax.
Yep.
But it was just as scary. Meaning when you're watching Lehman Brothers and you're watching that whole group on Wall Street crumbling, and heck, there's a lot of our customers up there. And when you're watching all that going down, so it put all kinds of it got your attention. Of course, I was 53 years old, and I was a younger 21 year old, and boy, I could do, or not, I'm sorry, not 21 year old, but I was 30 in my 30s, and boy, I could knock down anything at that point. I was young, and there was nothing going to slow us down. I know my uncle and my father had all the sleepless nights.
Yep.
in the luxury tax days. I had all the sleepless nights in the last go around.
You caught up.
What happened was in 07, 08, we were still good. We were, you know, what happens is we run a backlog in an up economy of about a year and a half. So even when things started tapering down, we built boats throughout 07 and 08 into 09 before we really saw it drop off. Our sales tailed off in the fall of 08. That's where we started seeing the big hit, was in the fall of 08 with the meltdown of Wall Street. That's where our customers, hey, they're the top of the top, and that's what shook them. And, of course, that shook us. And, you know, the greatest thing is what we learned from 91 to 08, let's call it, was not to be leveraged out and not to have commitments financially that were not within our reasons. And what happened is we didn't have the debt that we had. In 91, we had a major expansion from 1988 to 1991. We bought a company, Gulfstar. Down in, they were a luxury motor yacht builder, and we wanted to be able to provide our dealers with both sport fishing boats and motor yachts. It was a successful acquisition, but it took capital to have the inventory, the work in process to build the boats. So we worked through that, and my uncle will tell the stories. The bankers came and said, "Hey, we'd like you to pay off your work in process line," and he said, "Here's the keys. If you can do this better and sell these boats any faster than we can sell them," and the banker pushed him back and said, "No, Bob, take it easy. We'll work this out." And they worked it out. And so that was a much more severe for us. Now, the amazing thing in the industry probably in general was hurt much more severely with this downturn because they weren't ready. And again, not having that, private ownership and not having the experience, I think a lot of the companies were leveraged out, didn't have the new product development, weren't able to get through it the way we were able to get through it. And, you know, what's the amazing thing today is our market share has doubled in the last 5 years. In the last 5 years. And that's strength of new product development, having a great team. And, you know, when we had a furlough and lay some people off, we kept their medical benefits. We would send our medical team. The medical team got beefed up in the recession, where we would go and make sure all of our people, no matter it was the guy sweeping the floor or whomever it was, they were taken care of medically. And that when we went back and we started and things turned around in late 09 and we started rehiring, and we were able to get 98% of our people back. So you came back with a trained workforce. In addition to that, we were able to get all the other, there was a lot of boat builders here in South Jersey that didn't fare well. We were able to get a lot of their great people. And of course, everybody knows the poor casinos in Atlantic City are taking it on the chin right now. And you know, it takes carpenters, electricians, it takes a lot of people to keep those facilities open and running that used to be boat builders that went to the casino business 20 years. They have now come full circle
and come back.
And today we sit with a folder full of applications for job openings. We're at 100% our needs right now, but we'll be expanding and increasing production over the next 12 months. We'll bring this up at a 15% growth a year. We're very confident in the economy now. We'd like to think that those guys in Washington would absolutely get their act together eventually. I mean, it just can't go on like this. It just, you know, they're smart people, and they just have to stop this politics, and they have to get together and pull together, because that's the only thing that's holding us back right now, Chris, from
sure.
not building more boats and employing more people is what's going on in Washington. But that's a whole nother story and a whole nother issue, I would say.
Yep. Pat, I got another question. I got another question from Mike Bauer. Now, Mike, he's down in your neck of the woods there. He has a 1985 35-foot Viking. So he wants to know when you're going to bring that boat back. All right,
good
Mike,
question.
I asked him, Mike.
A good question, Mike. And I'll tell you, what we just came with a 42, and what happened during the when things were up and rolling from 95 through 2008, our production and our sales really geared towards bigger boats. And what happened is we did abandon that smaller end of our market, which was 35 feet and 40, 41. And what we have done is brought back a 42. And that has been tremendously successful. It's been out for 2.5 years, and we've already sold 50 of them. So it's just been a tremendous success. I have two sons, and I've got one son, Sean, and my father have the hots to do a small boat. So,
yep.
Mike, you might just see another a smaller Viking than a 42 in our future. If those two, they want to collaborate together, they have a dog together, and they want to show me that they can outdo me. So that's what motivates those two, which is a wonderful thing to see a grandfather and grandson together and breaking my stones is basically what they're doing.
Boy, am I glad you described it that way. But
you know, he's an ex-Marine, and there's only been hard love given in this family. That's it.
Oh, I know. And you have a great family. I know them all. And by the way, Mike, I saw that 42 a couple of weeks ago. It is a sweet-looking boat. But if we'll have to see what the Healy's come up with next. Pat, you mentioned a statistic before, which would be the envy of any business. You told me before, and this is a consistent number, that every year, whatever number of boats that you build, 70, 100, whatever the case may be, 75% of those boats sold go to existing customers. Why
it's
is
brand
that?
Loyalty? It's you know, and that's what we pushed and pushed and pushed. Brand loyalty, having events where we get the customers involved, fishing events, rendezvous, keeping them here at the plant, doing the service work, getting them here at the facility. But the greatest thing that we've seen since 08, and as we've been able to just command the market share that we're commanding today, is that we've seen that drop to about 40% is coming from our brand, which means our guys are extremely happy with their boats, but we're getting 60% of our buyers are coming from outside of our brand. And that's a key component to our success today in building the market share that we've been able to build.
I speak from personal experience, and I was a 5 or 6 time owner. It's the consistency and the quality of the product. I mean, I don't know if this is still the right number, but you build what, 90% of the components that go into the boat right there in the factory, which gives you great quality control.
Absolutely. It's something that drove my father at the beginning of the show. I was telling you how my father just grinds it out, and boy, he was never satisfied with the, again, we're here at the Jersey Shore, and it's tough to have the expertise to get outside vendors to supply what you need that are locally within this area. Today it's different. But back then, what happens once we have 850,000 square feet of facility, and once you have the facility and you have the overhead in a great market, which it is now, you can fill the facility, you can employ the people, and you can build everything that you need and keep an eye on the quality and have it. And that's the important thing. The only time you question that is when things get tough. But I'll tell you, we've had in the 50 years that we've been in business, we've only hit the wall a few times. And
sure.
And that's all geopolitical recession, something that, creates the whole mess. And, that's, as my uncle said, we have to be able to control our own destiny. That's the key component.
Now that, you know, we got about 45 seconds left before we go to break, but that's a key point. And again, this will be another shameless plug. One of the things I always write about is far too many of us give up the opportunity to be a master of our circumstances and what and become make ourselves victims. And what you're hearing today in the Viking story is a group of dedicated people who share a common vision that wherever they can, they're not going to let circumstances dictate for them, but they're going to control and become the master of their circumstances. So don't go away, everybody. We're coming back for our last segment. And here with Pat Healy, and don't go away.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/World Talk Radio.
Make sure to order your copy today of Step Up and Play Big, where Chris Ruisi coaches you on how to create a future vision, make better decisions, develop effective business habits, and find out what it means to be a leader by identifying and solving problems to drive you and your organization to top performance levels. This book is a must-read for all business leaders. Find out how to get your own copy of the book on Amazon.com or by visiting ChrisRuisi.com and clicking the book. Many leaders and companies work with Chris Ruisi. As a business mentor, Chris helps to guide these leaders and companies to bigger results and puts them on the road to success. If you are looking to step into a bigger role in your organization, email Chris today to learn how you can be exceptional with less effort than you think. You can send an email to chris@chrisruisi.com, or you can visit the website to find out where Chris will be appearing next, coaching, and his books. Visit ChrisRuisi.com to step up and play big.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Step Up and Play Big with Chris Ruisi. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd like to send us an email, please send it to chris@chrisruisi.com. Now, back to Step Up and Play Big.
And we're back. Chris Ruisi again with my special guest, Pat Healy. We've had a great conversation so far today talking about the value of team, your customers, innovation, finding opportunities in a crisis, which they've demonstrated they can do extremely well, and the importance of knowing your mission and being dedicated to it. But the one overriding thing that I'm hearing today is what Viking Yachts has done for their first 50 years, and we wish them happy anniversary on April 1st, is they've taken advantage of every opportunity to be a master of their circumstances and not let the rest of the world dictate how they're going to run their business. So, Pat, thanks for being with us again today in this our last segment here. Pat, I want to look out the front windshield here for a little bit. What are the things as you as a CEO, business owner, family business owner, what are the things that you see on the horizon as challenges, maybe not just for Viking Yachts, but for small business in general in our country?
Well, I think, Chris, is cost. I mean, I think that's a big factor that we have to keep control of the cost. We have to job training, we're in manufacturing, and as we get, it's tougher and tougher to find and train young guys that want to be on a production line building a product, whether it be a boat, a car, or what I'm thinking your guys and the guys in Detroit are seeing the same thing. But, you know, is keeping, you know, the trade schools going, and we're involved with a charter school in Riviera Beach, have been for 10 years, started it. My uncle started it, and it's in Palm Beach County, and we have that to train young gentlemen coming out of schools. And we integrate them into our facility in Riviera Beach, and we integrate into the rest of the marine industry in Palm Beach County. We have the same thing here with the VOTEC schools. We work with all the local VOTEC schools, and they have job training and different field training for boat building. Boat building has been a heritage here in New Jersey. So that's one aspect that you're always looking for people as you expand. And obviously, we need to get some immigration laws done. We have a very high Hispanic workforce, which are terrific, fantastic workers. They're great. But so we're going to, the obviously EPA issues with boats and engines and things of that nature, tier two, we're now tier three engines, and there's some IMO things where there can be a worldwide emissions that might become challenging for boats. They're bringing some commercial application and regulations into the pleasure craft side, which literally makes no sense whatsoever. So we're in Washington fighting that. And as I mentioned earlier, the geopolitical around the world, Ukraine now, today, you look at that and you think, God, the people have to be able to make their choices. And so I think that, our next 50 is going to be a wonderful, wonderful 50 years. We've been able to structure the company and so that we don't have estate tax issues or anything. When my father and uncle decide they're going to go up and control things from above. So we're in great shape there, so we don't have to worry about that. And that, with family companies, there's a lot of times there isn't the structure to be able to succeed in the next generation, and we've been able to accomplish that. So,
well, you guys are second generation.
And just keep pushing, keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and never pull the throttle back. We run the throttle, it's wide open, and that's we wouldn't want it any other way. And it's great, you can't wait to get here every morning or get to a fishing tournament or get to a boat show. You were saying how my father was with you down in Annapolis 20 some years ago, and I'm a junkie. I'm an absolutely junkie. I have to have boat shows. I have to have fishing tournaments. I have to come. This is one of those things that I'm just absolutely addicted to, building boats. And that's the key to it all, is being addicted. And our whole management team is addicted. And if not, I think they had to send me packing a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, it's obvious when you look at you look at the finished product, and you have to stand back, and it looks really shiny and new, but and clean and pretty. But at the end of the day, there's an awful lot of hands, and that's an important part of this. There's an awful lot of hands that touch that product, that make it your boat, if you will. Because even though they're technically a production company, Viking does allow you a significant amount of customization.
But what I'm hearing today, personalize all the boats to the owner's needs.
Yep. And, we're getting close to wrapping up here. And the key things really are, again, I'm going to repeat it, the ability to not allow yourself to be a victim if you're out there as a business owner or an entrepreneur. It's the availability of people. It doesn't matter how good your product is. It doesn't matter how great of an idea you have. If you don't have the right people with the right skills and the right attitude in order to implement when they need to implement, then you really don't have anything. And what Viking has done over the 50 years, it's not rocket science. They've been consistent in how they treat their customers. They're consistent in how they treat their employees. And most importantly, they recognize that they have a responsibility to maintain integrity and reputation with their customers. So, Pat, I want to thank you for your time today. You've been a great guest. And I want to thank our two folks who wrote in with their questions. For those of you who want more information, about me, of course, chrisruisi.com, where you can learn about my book, Step Up and Play Big. And if you're a social media person, please feel free to like me on at facebook.com/ChrisRuisi. And like I do every week, we're going to end up on a rant today. And it's appropriate, I think, when you think about the whole idea of owning a boat. So I want to talk about balance and wealth. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions there. You're listening. Does your dog bark when you come home because he or she thinks you're a stranger? Do your children have a picture of you working late at your desk in their room? You know, I've never seen a cemetery headstone with the epitaph that read, "I wish I could have worked more hours." Are you taking advantage of your spouse, you know, who claims that they understand when you get home late on a regular basis? They don't understand. They're just trying to avoid a fight. And the fact is, the 50% of the most damaging arguments take place in the first 20 minutes of when one of the spouses returns home from work. You know, do people text you pictures of your kids at sporting events because you just couldn't get away? So what the heck are you doing? You know, there's nothing more important than your family and your life outside of your business. Don't let your bad habits define your life and the lives of the most important people in your life. And I thank God every day for the hours and time that we spent on our boat with my family. And you know what? We might have been 50, 60, 100 miles out in the ocean, but we were all together. So really successful people understand the concept of quantity versus quality of time as it relates to the personal and professional lives. I love people who say, "I had quality time with my family this weekend, maybe a half hour." It's quality time that you spend at work and the quantity of time that you spend with your family in the pursuit of personal interests. Your real riches can be found in your family. That's why you work, to allow yourself more free time to pursue various things. The money you make allows you to do that. So we're ending on that point. I want everybody to have a good week. Next week, my guest will be Wooly Deagle of the hit Food Network show Restaurant Undercover, and we're going to talk about Wooly's successes and recipes for success. So stay there, make something happen, and thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the show, Step Up and Play Big, featuring Chris Ruisi, can be heard live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be sure to join us again next week.